Hello and welcome to Start Stop in the beautiful surroundings of St. Stephen Warbrook. Every Tuesday morning we start the day by stopping to reflect for a few moments, inspired by an event from this week in history, through the lens of a reading from Scripture, with time for reflection and prayer, all lasting no more than 10 minutes. You're welcome to stay for as long as your schedule allows. In the early hours of the 17th of May 1943, 617 Squadron RAF Bomber Command executed Operation Chastise. The mission was immortalised in the film The Dam Busters. On being awarded £10,000 after the war in payment for the design of his famous bouncing bombs, Barnes Wallis refused to accept the cash, reputedly explaining his decision by quoting this passage from Scripture. From 2 Samuel chapter 23, beginning at verse 13. Towards the beginning of harvest, three of the 30 chiefs went down to join David at the cave of Adullam, while a band of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then at Bethlehem. David said longingly, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate." Then the three warriors broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and brought it to David. But he would not drink of it. He poured it out to the Lord, for he said, "The Lord forbid that I should do this. Can I drink the blood of the men who went at the risk of their lives?" Therefore he would not drink it. The three warriors did these things. The story we've just heard is placed at the end of the account of King David's life, but may be a flashback to an earlier time, before pride caused him to stray from God. David had sought refuge in the cave of Adullam with his band of fighters, evading Saul and his men. Lying in the dust, tired and thirsty, he yearns for the cool, pure waters of the city of his birth, Bethlehem. Overhearing their leader's craving, three of David's devoted fighters decide to bring him what he wanted. This involved not only breaking through the enemy line in the valley of Rephaim, which lay between the cave and Bethlehem, but also risking confrontation with the fighters stationed at the enemy garrison in the city. Against the odds, the three fighters succeeded, returning with some water, although we can only speculate at what cost. David was so touched by their bravery that he couldn't bring himself to drink it. Instead, he poured it out as an offering to God. What seems at first to be a rather ungrateful act is quite the reverse. David felt the love his followers had for him was so great that he could not keep it to himself, so he offered it back to the only one great enough to receive it. David's flashback reminded him of a time when his humility was greater than his pride. On the night of May the 16th, 1943, 19 Lancaster bombers from 617 Squadron took off from their base in Lincolnshire to execute Operation Chastise. The aircraft had been modified to deploy special bouncing bombs which evaded anti-torpedo nets that had been installed to protect critical infrastructure. Designed by Barnes Wallis, an aeronautic engineer who had carried out much of the development work in his spare time, the bombs were only effective if dropped from a height of just 60 feet above the water. Low-level precision flying was therefore needed. During the mission, some of the squadron flew into overhead power lines and others were dazzled by searchlights crashing before deploying their bombs. But two dams were breached after several attempts. 11 of the 19 bombers returned in the early hours of May the 17th. 53 members of the squadron had been killed. After the war, Barnes Wallis applied for an award to cover the cost of developing the bombs. On receiving £10,000, he decided to donate the funds to his former school, establishing a bursary for the education of the children of RAF personnel killed in action. In explaining his decision, Wallis is said to have quoted the words of King David, "Can I drink the blood of the men who went at risk of their lives?" As a result of its popular portrayal on the silver screen, the mission on the night of May the 16th and 17th, 1943, has entered into folklore, and like Robin Hood or King Arthur, has become for many a source of national pride. But some have begun to myth-bust the Dam Busters raid. while not detracting from the ingenuity of Barnes-Wallis or the devotion and bravery of the squadron, contemporary historians such as Max Hastings highlight not only the loss of life suffered by the airmen, but the devastation caused by the biblical wave of floodwaters that killed over 1,000 people, mainly women, working as forced labourers in the Ruhr Valley. Like King David's flashback to the cave of Abdullam, or contemporary perspectives on the Dambusters raid, perhaps we need to myth-bust our own pride, to break through our self-importance, to recognise that we are all reliant on the devoted service of others, not just those closest to us, our families, friends and work colleagues, but to farmers, labourers, transport workers, teachers, the military, intelligence and emergency services, people we've never met who have worked, are working and will continue to work each day so that we might have food, water and freedom, so that we might have life. We can give thanks for this unimaginable sacrifice by taking a leaf out of David's book and offering it back to the only one great enough to receive it. So let us offer our work today in service of Jesus Christ, the one who is the perfect image of sacrificial love, whose blood was shed once for us all. A few moments of silence before we pray. In our prayers, the response to Lord, break down our pride is, may your love flow freely through us. Lord, break down our pride. May your love flow freely through us. Help us to blast through the myth of our self-importance. Forgive us for the times when we've loved ourselves more than we've loved others or loved you. Lord, break down our pride. May your love flow freely through us. Help us to recognise the sacrifices of those working on our behalf, the people who are close to us and those we will never meet. May we remember the ultimate sacrifice you made on the cross. Lord, break down our pride. May your love flow freely through us. Let us show our gratitude for these sacrifices by dedicating our work to your service. In the midst of the busyness and pressures of today, may we offer the love we have received back to you, the true source of that love. Lord, break down our pride. May your love flow freely through us. Let us go now in the knowledge that our work today is blessed by the love of God the Father, made visible to us in his Son, Jesus Christ, and enlivened through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this start-stop reflection, which will be repeated in a few minutes. Please do join us for our special events and services throughout the week, including a fantastic Rush Hour concert on Thursday with the de Kooning Ensemble. Please do support the church and these talented young artists by coming along if you're able at 6 o'clock. Tickets available on the door. I hope you have a wonderful week.